I have a confession to make. As I was preparing this homily, I spent a lot of time with this thought. How can I make fun of Father Tim this week? However, I come before you with a grateful heart. Grateful that Father Tim is not preaching this weekend. Because it would have been real easy for Father Tim to make fun of me. I'll let you kind of figure out the story that we just heard, but it's quite easy to know where I'm coming from. Since God spared me of this, I too will spare Father Tim. I would like to begin with a quote from St. Ignatius of Loyola. Now, St. Ignatius of Loyola, he founded the Order of the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus, in the 16th century. He was a Spanish priest, and he started this order with Peter Faber and Francis Xavier, so no small names. So St. Ignatius of Loyola says this: "What has he, Jesus, done for me? He has loved me and given me his whole self. What shall I do for him? I shall love him and give myself to him without reserve." Now Zacchaeus, by the grace of God, understood this. In the story we just heard from our gospel today, the Gospel of Luke, Zacchaeus was moved to give away half of his possessions to the poor and repay four times over any person that he took advantage of. Zacchaeus did not do this for attention or to prove a point or out of his pride, but rather out of love for Christ. Spending time with Jesus changed Zacchaeus' heart. If we spend time with Jesus, our hearts too will be changed. There are two things that I would like to point out and go in some detail with this story about Zacchaeus. First, its connection with the previous parables that Jesus mentions in Luke's gospel. So this story of Zacchaeus is in chapter 19. So I'm going to hop back a couple chapters. Secondly, the sycamore tree and how it is connected to the tree that Jesus climbs on, the cross. So first, the previous parables. If we go back four chapters in Luke's gospel to chapter 15, there are several parables that Jesus uses. There is the parable of the lost sheep, parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the lost son. There are also other parables that are connected to this story, such as the parable of the rich official, and the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. But for the sake of time, I will focus on the former parables. And these parables of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, there's this theme of something being lost, but then found. The story of Zacchaeus, we see Jesus putting these parables into action. Jesus seeks out Zacchaeus, who is lost. Which is interesting because in the story we hear that Zacchaeus was seeking out Jesus. However, it really was Jesus doing the seeking. Seeking this lost tax collector. This is what Jesus does. He seeks out those who are lost. Perhaps you can relate to this aspect. Each one of us has been lost in varying degrees. Yet Jesus never stopped pursuing us to bring us back home with him. We all have made past mistakes and have strayed away from our Lord. But in God's unconditional love for us and his unfathomable mercy, he seeks and gathers those lost and brings them back into his flock. Second, the sycamore tree that Zacchaeus climbs. At first glance, it seems like it's just a tree. He was short in stature and could not see Jesus because of the crowd, so he climbed the tree to get a better view. However, the interaction between Jesus and Zacchaeus has much more depth. "Zacchaeus, come down quickly," Jesus says. One commentary that I read on this section suggested that although we belong on that tree, Jesus is willing to take our place. So Jesus calls down Zacchaeus from the tree because soon Jesus will be climbing up another tree, the cross. The love that Christ has for us to take on our punishment, to bear all human sin and accept the humiliating death on a cross, out of love for us. There may be moments where we feel like God has abandoned us, or we may think that he does not love us. Do not fall into despair, because that is exactly what the devil wants us to do. That is his playground. But rather, we must redirect our eyes to the cross. Christ hung upon that cross for you and for me. If we are honest with ourselves, that should be us. Now, we still have our own crosses that we must carry, and daily we ought to pick those up. But we pick them up and unite them to Christ's cross. And this is such a beautiful thing. Our God is so good that he entered our realm of suffering and bore it all. And this is exactly where he wants to meet each one of us, so that his light can beam bright amidst the darkness of this world and in the darkness of our own lives. This is made possible because Christ went through it first. And by doing so, we are united with him in a profound and intimate way through suffering. As we approach our blessed Lord in the most holy Eucharist in just a few short moments, let us bring our own crosses to Calvary and unite them with Christ's cross. In doing so, we will encounter a love we did not know that was possible. And out of that love, we will be moved to give our whole being to Christ, just as Zacchaeus did.